What was your reaction to Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll?
Well, he had some good music and good gyrations.
What's your general opinion of rock and roll music?
Well, some is good and some is bad. I like some and some I don't like. I liked Elvis Presley. He used to sing some good songs.
How did you feel about the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing?
I thought the church bombing was a horrible thing for those three little girls, four little girls, to be killed. And I was glad that they had caught the man that had...
What was your reaction to the assassinations of Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, and the attempt on George Wallace?
Well, I was concerned about the violent acts being perpetrated against our leaders in what appeared to be the ever-increasing incidents. And what was that other?
The attempt on George Wallace.
Well, I thought that was not called for. I didn't think that, I don't know why they would want to assassinate Wallace. That was a terrible thing to even think about doing.
How did you feel about the Wallace administration?
Felt that they were power mad, greedy, crooked, and the same old corrupt Alabama politicians.
Well, how did you feel about the Folsom administration?
The same.
Do you remember when the Berlin Wall went up in 61?
Not really. I don't remember exactly what all took place. Other than there were a lot of people trying to escape, you know, into on the other side at that time, and a lot of them were caught, and some of them weren't. They did, some of them did get to, you know, escape.
How did you react to John Glenn, the first man to orbit the Earth? And basically, how did you feel about the U.S. space program?
Well, I applauded John Glenn's accomplishment and felt that the Space Center was a worthy endeavor of a modern technician and should be received by our government.
You still think that? I mean, do you still think NASA's
sure.
doing a good
yeah,
job?
I
that
do.
It's worth your tax dollars
yeah.
to
sure.
continue that?
Yeah.
How did you feel when Lyndon Johnson was sworn in for the first time after the... after Kennedy was killed and he was Johnny on the spot ready to be sworn in?
Well, I felt uneasy and leery of what might happen to our country.
Well, what were your feelings about the presidential campaign of 1964, LBJ versus Goldwater? And, well, just what were your feelings about the campaign?
Well, I suspected Goldwater and opposed Johnson.
You suspected Goldwater. What did you suspect him of?
Well, I don't know. That was just something that, I don't know.
Did it have anything to do with the Democrats' ad on TV that he was going to use nuclear weapons?
Well, it could have been that, yeah. I really, there was just, back then, I just remember there was something that I just kind of suspected that, you know.
What do you remember about the Selma March?
I don't really have anything to say about the Selma March. Right.
Okay. do you remember the Los Angeles Watts riot in 65?
Yes. I thought that the Watts riot was a result of the liberal programs championed by the politicians in the liberal courts, and consort with the liberal loudmouths of California.
Okay. Do you remember when, on a lighter note here, do you remember when service stations were full service?
I sure do, yes, and wish that we still had them. And there's still a few around.
Do you remember the anti-war protest?
Yes.
You don't want to comment on that?
No.
Okay. Well, do you remember when Jackie Kennedy remarried? What was your reaction to that?
Well, I was not pleased that a former first lady was induced by great wealth to forsake her country for an old man in a foreign land.
What were your political views during the 1968 presidential campaign of Nixon versus Humphrey?
I supported Nixon, and I felt that H.H. Humphrey would be a disaster.
How did the Vietnam War affect your family?
Well, the effect on my family at that time was minimal. And my son reported for a physical exam, when he was called by the draft, but the war was ended a day or so later and he was never called.
How did you feel when they called him for the draft? Or did you already know that the war was going to be over in a day or two? Or did you honestly have fear that he would have to go over there?
Well, at first, but I knew that, you know, they were going to call that off the next day.
Oh, so it was?
Yeah.
So you didn't have too long to
wait. Right.
This is Kathy Adams. The interview with Mildred Nesbitt is continuing today on April the 5th.
Okay. During the Depression, you have stated that it didn't really affect your family since your father still had a good job. Is that right?
Right. Well, we're not so good. He had a white collar job. He was the assistant traffic manager for Frisco Railroad.
Do you remember anybody knocking on your door asking for handouts during the Depression times? What did they say? What did they do? What did they look like?
Well, we had a family that went to our church. They lived somewhere in East Birmingham. And their names were Marsh. You remember the Marsh bakeries?
Uh-huh.
Did you know any of the Marsh children?
No.
You didn't know any of the Marsh children?
No.
Well, they went to Woodlawn High School, I think. The younger ones did. There were about six children, or maybe seven children in that family. And their daddy, now I did know that, but I knew who they were. I didn't know them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Depression really hit them. Their daddy didn't have a job, and their mother didn't have a job. And so their mother got to thinking, well, now she could cook, and she was going to start baking. And she started baking cakes and pies and cookies and all kinds of goodies and bread. Bread, I think, was the first thing that she started baking. And she would give those children these little grocery baskets to go around the neighborhood selling the bread that she baked. And I think the bread was like 5 or 10 cents, or maybe 15 cents a loaf. And everybody would buy a loaf of bread from them. And so then she went on into baking cookies and cakes. And And the whole family, every one of those 6 or 7 children, helped their mother do all this baking and selling. And they started making a little money, you know, selling like that all around. And they bought a car, which let them go a little bit farther than what their walking would do. And they started making a little money like that just out of the house. And after a while, they had enough money saved for to put into a business of over a bakery. And they started the first Marsh Bakery, which was in Woodlawn. And the food was, the bakery goods were so good. And I can remember coming home from school, and we would save some of our lunch money so we could buy some of the good cinnamon rolls that they made. And we'd go by there and get some and then take them home and eat them after school. And they branched out to another bakery, and I think it was East Lake. And then they branched out into another one in the western part of town, which they still have that bakery. They closed up those other bakeries after they started doing so well and went into real big time baking. And they would sell to the grocery stores and everything. I mean, you know, they would buy their goods wholesale and sell them. And we still go out there every once in a while and buy some of their cinnamon rolls, and they have a little deli inside of this bakery that they have out there. And on holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter and so forth, you're standing on the outside of the store trying to get in to buy some cakes and whatever for the holidays. And the good many of the family has died out now, and I think there's 2 sons that are running that bakery out there. And one of the girls went to school with me. I said, did you know any of them? They would be the grandchildren if you had known any of the boys' children. But anyway, they all turned out, every one of those children turned out to really make something of themselves after the Depression was over with, and they got, you know, enough money to do a little here and a little there. And so they were just a big, real good family and very successful in the end. And they were real good Christians, I remember. Sitting in church, I think I told you this one time.
Okay, well, I do need to get on to some more subjects. I wanted to ask you, when we were talking about the roads out in front of your house being dirt, when you had the ice man deliver ice.
Right, and we
was
had
your yard dirt too?
That's fine.
Was your yard dirt also? Or did you have grass in the yard?
Well, we had grass. I forgot now what kind it was, but we had grass. And the dirt road, the city had a big truck that would come by and water down the road when it would get dusty. And they would water down the road. And then over a period of a few years, they had these other trucks that carried oil, and they would oil those streets, which lasted a lot longer than them when they watered down, you know, the streets to keep that held the dust down.
When did they pave them? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember when they paved them. It wasn't too long after that. I'd say, maybe 5 years or something like that they paved them, because we had sidewalks, and, we had We had the streets, I think, must have been paved when I was around, I guess, maybe 5 years old or 6 years old. Because I remember skating on my skates on the sidewalk and even in the underpaved streets also. And I was around 6 years old when I got my first pair of skates. So it